For listening to another episode of Not Many of You Should Become Teachers. We're deep in summer. It's about 30 degrees Celsius in the lower mainland of British Columbia, Canada. So we're in full swing summer. It's piping hot, and you can tell that we are on summer break. As you're on summer break, we thought we would release a couple of episodes that we call Summer School, which are just short musings about Christian education and what it is that we're going through. And this is an episode with some year-end musings about some of the things that have been difficult this year. First, obviously, being teaching during the coronavirus pandemic, all the difficulties that came with that. But also, we had a death in our school community that was impacting students and impacting teachers. So Dave had the opportunity to process that with some other colleagues that work at the school that we teach at and talk through the difficulties that have come with that event, as well as the pandemic. And then on top of it, as many of you would know, graduations during the pandemic, whether those are online or socially distant, and the lack of celebrations and all those things. So all those things culminating together, I hope that you can enjoy some year-end musings with Dave and some colleagues. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, Mr. Allen, Mr. Ashby, welcome to my home. I made some fresh homemade lemonade. Mr. Allen didn't take any. He's doing straight up water. But we thought we'd sit around the table and drink some lemonade and chat away. So guys, as you know, we're talking benediction, which means to speak well. And we all are feeling this, that the year has been interrupted in a huge way. And now on top of that, we have tragic loss in our community. Like, is it even possible to say anything positive in conclusion to this year?
I'm not one for words. I'm not a big talker, so it's tough for me to speak well, but I'll do my best. You know, I'm more of a listener. This week has definitely rattled me. Like, I think it's shaken our entire community up, and it's caused me to pause and just, you know, remember all these awesome moments with Ada. And as I'm thinking about, you know, her life and her time at PA and just the amazing person she was, and, you know, I got to teach her in drama and CP and just hear those awesome, excited answers, and she was always so formal in the way she spoke, and she was so eloquent. And as I'm thinking about that, I'm like, you know, I really need to value the time that I have with everyone, with people. And when I think about these grade 12s, my goodness, there's been so much amazing time together. Mm-hmm. Thinking back to just some of them I taught in grade 8, and a huge chunk I taught in grade 9, and just, there's so many memories. And I don't think that, it would have been awesome to kind of finish off in a regular way. But I'm trying not to view it like this doesn't taint all those amazing times that we've had together.
Right.
And the community that was built between this grade, like a very tight-knit community. I think it's hard for me because I always had this vision of like doing the grad banquet with them and like just seeing it off. But I look back over the last few years and it's just been so many hilarious moments. So, yeah. Mr. Ashby.
I think since spring break, it's been a time of mourning. And mourning isn't just about death, it's about loss. And so we lost our routine. We lost the relationships in terms of how they were. We lost the plans that we were working towards. We lost a lot. And, you know, Jesus says, blessed are those who mm-hmm. mourn, for they will be comforted. And I think, you know, this, last 3 months, I've never really struggled with depression before in my life, but this last 3 months I kind of have. I have struggled with depression. And it kind of hit ahead for me last week when I was like, look, at like something needs to change because I am miserable all the time. And I spent time reading various things and praying, and one of the things I kind of came up with is in your plans for the future and in your training and in your working towards some promise that you are hoping to get, right? And isn't that high school, right? Nobody's in high school just to be in high school. We're in high school so that you go to university you want. Why? So that you can get the job and career you want. Why? So that you can get the standard of living that you want. It's all about the future. But in your plans and in your training and you're working for the future, if there's no beneficial thing for the moment, you're missing something. Mm. And mourning is good because it reminds you what you value. And so I am reminded of the things that I value that I took for granted.
Yeah, and I think, you and I have been, we've all been talking mm-hmm. to this whole process how... it's messed with my mental health. It's messed with where I'm an extrovert of extroverts who's had that taken away and it's been really hard. And this week especially, it's funny because in CB12 we spent a long time talking about suffering like this, yeah. Especially this last semester. We talked about it a lot. And when you're talking about suffering theologically, it's almost just a fun little like brain twist where you're like, yeah, but how could God allow it? And what's he doing? And blah, blah. And then when you actually are going through it, that theology just gets like just almost thrown out the door. Mm-hmm. And you're just forced to cling to Jesus. And yesterday, Ashby and I were talking in his mm-hmm. room. And I was like, look, I get it. We grow from suffering and it can pull us out of a funk we're in or whatever. Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. But like... But, you know, why couldn't God just, when Jesus came the first time, just go, it is finished and it's finished. You know, you're not going to have to be in pain anymore. You're not going to, rather than just like, don't worry, I'm spiritually going to take care of you. But mentally and physically and emotionally and stuff, it's still going to be really rough. But, you know, the shalom, the peace that you get from rising above, that's going to be amazing.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, what, like, this is just, it's almost a little twisted sometimes. And then... You know, Mr. Ashby goes, because I was kind of ranting, I was really frustrated. And Mr. Ashby's like, yeah, that would be twisted, that would be messed up if that was the ending.
And that to me is the interesting thing, as you were talking about. It's almost interesting to me, this idea of that this is not the end, and yet we are now at the end for our class of 2020 and sending them off. And back to that thing you were just saying, Mr. Allen, about our own vulnerability, to be open and say, we're not fully handling this well either. For, you know, this is not how we expected to pass the baton and hand students off to life after Pacific Academy, but it's what's happened this year. And so, yeah, my sort of question, or maybe we can riff on this a bit, is what does faithful Christian living response? There's space for some of our anger, for our confusion. Like the word lament is coming to mind. What do you guys think?
To me, it's about feeling everything you could possibly feel, as much as you could possibly feel it. So in a loss and in a mourning and in that, feel it and don't stop yourself. And mourning is funny because one day you'll feel like it's not affecting you at all, and all of a sudden out of nowhere something happens and boom, it's like you're reminded of again. Not that you forgot, but it's like you're reminded of again, and then man, does it ever hurt your heart. And so feel that because that's part of it. But at the same time, feel the beauty and the creativity. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that too, right? Like God made us to enjoy every part of, you know, the amazing gifts that he has given us every single day. I was talking to a student yesterday and I said, you know what God is, you know what Jesus is really asking us to do in loving him? Because when I was a kid, it was like loving him. Oh, I don't feel like I love him enough. I'm trying to love him so much. And you know what? To love God means to enjoy the gifts that he's given you, to recognize them, to expect them. I wake up in the morning and God has dropped little gifts. It's almost like a treasure hunt every single day. Am I looking for them? And when I find them, do I enjoy them? And the gifts are like these guys here talking like this. The gifts are, you know, a nice sunny day. The gifts are my dog coming up and you know, licking me in the face. Or the gifts are a basketball game I get to watch, whatever, right? And in enjoying that, going, God, like I'm feeling the pain, but I'm enjoying your presence, and I'm in all of it, you know.
And so there's an element that the last 2 or 3 months, is it 3 months now? Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. Like this doesn't get to define us. It doesn't have to define us, and it doesn't negate all the things. So I'm thinking of a grade 12 student, if they've been a lifer, you know, the 13 years at PA or whatever combination of years leading up to this graduation moment is not for loss. And I love that idea of there's beauty in this. And there have been profound moments of our growth and our formation in who God, you know, we often use the language of like God calling us to be something. It's who we are now, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like it's who you are, Mr. Ashby, yes. and Mr. Allen and me, like sitting in this room having lemonade. Like it's who God has made us to be for this moment, for this time.
Yeah. And can we be real? Okay, the last 3 months is a really good, like I can't think of actually a better thing to prepare grade 12s for life. Life does not turn out like you think it's going to, for the better and for the worse, right. but it will not go like you have planned. And in the end, what you are left with then, when everything goes to whatever, you are left with, okay, all my training, all my perseverance, all of it, what kind of person has it left me now to confront this situation I didn't even see coming? And if you have trained and studied and done it right, then you are a strong person who is like, okay, bring it on now. I'm ready to go. Mm. And so it's like, enjoy the rest of your life, grade 12s. Yeah. Because it's going to be like these last 3 months. It's going to be great. Yeah. And it's going to be tough all at the same time. And hopefully you got a couple buddies that you can, you know, rant to and celebrate with at the same time.
That's what we need.
I think... I was talking to a student 2 weeks ago, and I've talked to a lot of students who are just like, I'm not able to find motivation to get my work done, or I'm just like, I'm struggling so much. And I'm like, I think giving yourself permission to feel, or just to be okay with the crappiness of the situation is okay. Like, I feel like in the first month of this, I treated it like a sprint rather than a marathon, where I was like, all right, I'm gonna.
And that's
like,
what everyone was saying, right? The other way.
I was like, I'm like, all right, this is only gonna be probably a month. So I'm like, I'm gonna work out every day and I'm gonna do this. I've got all these like fun plans for MIM and blah, blah. And then all of a sudden a month goes by and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going insane. I'm also reminded of this, you know, Tim Keller always says it, but it's, you know, the worst punishment God can give is exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. If you'd asked a grade 12 mm-hmm. student what they wanted,
3 months of snow days.
You know, just ever like, how would you like to skip the last 3 months of school? They'd be like, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. I could sleep in all day. And then like, it reminds us, oh my gosh, we need community. Mm-hmm. We need each other. All the technological advancements we have cannot replace the beauty of just sitting down mm-hmm. with some of them. And with the tragedy, this awful situation this week, it's like, oh my gosh, I just want to sit and cry with my students and just be with them through this, right? And so, if anything, this should teach you the just vital importance of relationship. Yeah. And you hit it right there. It's like to find some friends that you can sit down with, laugh with, cry with, whatever. That's everything in life. And that's a gift from God. And our God is, in essence, relational.
That is a
like
gift
he is,
from God.
He is yes. the triune God that invites us. So like we go like, what's the point of the Trinity? Why is there this God, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit? He is three in one because before time he was already in this loving relationship. That's how God is love. And so I, you know, soon this week I like, why do you think God created us? I think he just wanted to, who knows, but he wanted to spread that love in further relationship.
Yeah.
So when we enter into relationship with him, that's when we have the ability to reach, to rebuild our identity, to reinstill that image of God. And that's where we find that creativity, that beauty in the brokenness. And for me, I've lost so much of that in the last 3 months because out of routine, and I turned inward and I started going, poor me, I can't believe this, I can't believe, blah, 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 blah. Well, it'd be easy if I was just a single guy and didn't have to do chores and blah, right?
It exposes a lot of stuff. Oh.
And instead of having an attitude, or like a thankful attitude, right? Mm. Like moving towards gratitude. Mm. And you know, you think about what's happened to Ada, and you're just like, man, it could... I think in my head, I'm like, man, when I'm 80, it's going to be, who knows?
Right.
This moment is all we have. And
that is a gift from God.
And that's the gift. And when you look at, like, in Screwtape Letters, you know, the uncle demon is trying to, he says to the nephew demon, like, just get the human thinking about the future.
Exactly.
If you can get them thinking about the future, they're done.
Yeah.
And how many of us are just always, especially, so grade 12 is like today. Spend some time with some friends. Go in, like, you're not, these next 2 weeks, you can come in and you can visit teachers. You can connect with friends.
Yes.
You have this parade walkthrough. Is it going to be as good as the banquet? No, but it's something that we can just be in our community together, right? We have this commencement time.
Yeah.
How can you make the best of it? Because that's all we've got.
And God's in it.
And God's in it.
And He's in it. And let's be real too. There's no level jump like hurting together. You know what I mean? In terms of relationship, laughing together moves you forward for sure.
Yeah.
But if you cry together or hurt together or mourn together, it's all of a sudden like you have now been welded together now. Mm. And it's, and so we weld ourselves together as a community, over this, and it's going to make us tighter. It's going to make us stronger together. It's going to make us more meaningful to each other. And it's a tragedy, and it's horrible, and it's never going to be okay. But that is one thing that comes out that is beautiful in this brokenness.